Ralph Barrier, tell me your name and how long you've been shopping at Hill's Store.
Ralph Barrier, and I've been shopping at Hill's Store over 50 years.
Ooh, okay. Well,
probably the first few years Mom and Dad shopped, I got the candy and the goodies. But and you asked me about maybe some of my old remembrances of things, and I remember the 1952 election. And why I remember that is Mr. Hill had a TV, and no one else in our part of the country did. And I remember Eisenhower running against Hadley Stevenson, and that was 1952.
And so did you just gather around and watch the returns? Or?
They did. I was very young. I was probably running around and just glancing up along, and it's just something I remember it happened. And it was because of the TV would be the exciting thing to it.
Was that the first TV you saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first TV I ever saw was Mr. Hill's in Hill's Store. And I don't remember, I don't know what year he got it. Barbara might know exactly what year he got it. But this was 52, yeah. So he had not had it long, I don't think.
What else do you remember from back in the day when you were a kid and coming over? Anything special or anything later on?
Well, I remember it was a gathering place for all the local farmers and people, and they'd gather at the store and get them a drink and sit around the stove or whatever and talk and reminisce about things they'd done that day, and it was just a wonderful gathering place. And even there might be a little bit of some knife swapping out of the men back there or something like that.
Knife swapping.
Oh, yeah, they'd whittle a little. And back in those days, people would trade pocket knives. And some of that went on. And whittling, they'd have some, Mr. Hill, I guess, would have some wood there. It's kind of soft wood. And people, when they were talking, the old farmers and people, they liked to, you remember, Barbara, whittling a little bit?
Little, not much.
Not too much at Mr. Hill's. He was an energetic man, you know. He was hustling around there to sell things, and but it was a gathering place now for the local people, and you could go there and you could get anything you wanted from bologna to ham to
mousetraps
to boots, Wolverine boots, I guess in those days.
Mm-hmm. Feed.
Oh yeah.
Fertilizer.
Everything. It.
How about
tires?
How about a drinking dipper? I remember when we sold those.
A what?
Drinking dipper.
Yeah.
And what's a drinking dipper? Is it just a ladle to get water out?
Yeah, and everybody drunk out of the same one.
The bucket and the dipper.
Yeah. Had a bucket of water and the dipper was in it.
Yeah.
Maybe
we didn't have in those days, Tim. You didn't have the running water to the water fountains.
No.
You'd wind your bucket of water out of the well and bring it in, and you'd hang your dipper up on a little nail or something. Is it? And
okay. Well, what about when you had your boys? Because I know we used to spend the day after Christmas together all the time, and I remember them coming over to the store when I was a kid. Anything special you remember of that?
Well, sure. When I brought the boys over, it was always, with Todd is there, they'd be into a, what do you call that, a waffle, the ball, wiffle?
Wiffle ball.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a wiffle ball game going on in a minute. And
out in Grandma Hill's yard.
Yes, and that was something that happened every time we went. And the boys liked to go to Hill's because they'd get them a drink and a candy bar. They could always count on two things, you know. They'd say, two things, Dad, and I'd say, yeah, two things today.
And, oh, I heard that was a red letter day if they got two.
Well, it is.
Sometimes it was one, wasn't it?
Sometimes, but if it was pretty good, they'd get two things. And I don't remember the price of, I call it pop in those days. Probably.
I believe it was a nickel when we
It was a nickel early. 60. Early was a nickel. But when the boys came along, probably 15 cents
Well, I remember 15 cents to a quarter.
Do you? When I went to...
it could have been.
Play baseball in 65, I had to give a quarter in Florida out of a machine. I thought,
but
oh,
they were
me.
Terrible.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Bread was like 19 cents a loaf.
Yes. Cigarettes was 18 cents a pack.
Did you buy them, Ralph?
I bought Red Man chewing tobacco. It was 18 cents a pack. Same thing. And
do you have any memories of Grandma and Grandpa Hill? W.C. and Sarah?
Yes. In fact, when Mr. Hill started his church, he got me to cut the trees down for him, and he got in that Dodge car, and we had a rope about 100 foot long, and they were all leaning down towards the Kegel lady's house.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Hill would get in the car, and I'd get up and tie the rope, and I'd cut the tree, and he'd pull the trees away from her house. Now, I remember that well, buddy. That was probably as much as me and him ever worked together. Probably 2 or 3 days there. But
he just passed through because he's always working.
Yeah, he was. And him and my grandfather were great friends. And I remember Mr. Hill from a little bitty boy. That's where mm-hmm. they'd come over and visit. And I met your dad. I mean, I remember Oscar would be with him. And I was 5 or 6 years old, 4 or 5, and we'd play some kind of something over in the yard, where it was a ball or horseshoes or something, mm-hmm. even in those days. And they were visiting and doing some church work and things. They were both strong primitive Baptists, so they...
And Mr. Hill would stop and talk to him.
Yeah, he would. They'd just sit there and talk.
Yeah.
And, I just remember Miss Hill, Grandma Hill, I just remember her being there all the time. I'd say she was probably the backbone to the whole deal, but...
very quiet.
But she was quiet, but she's always, you'd see her there.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked cooking. She cooked a lot, didn't she?
She'd take, like, the sweet potatoes or something that was half spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
She'd get it out of the back where we'd set it out there and haul it off, and she'd get it and cook us a good meal what was left of it.
Yeah.
She was a good cook, and I think the thing I remember about her most is she'd come out at work hand time to help out just a little bit, and she never talked about anybody. She never gossiped. You never heard nothing out of her mouth, but once in a while, there's a big old block post there. You remember at the counter?
Mm-hmm.
And she'd get behind it, and I'd see her kind of hold her head up and look and kind of laugh or snigger, as we used to say, about something somebody said, but you never knew what she was laughing about.
Right.
Never, because she never said nothing.
That was probably Tim in the... When did Osher kind of take over?
Well, 60s when we married in the... We all started working together, and they kind of backed out.
Yeah,
in
so
60.
in the 60s somewhere there, yeah. then it went on to Osler, took it over, and then your dad, I guess, would work for him or become partners with him or whatever they did, and Hill's.
Yeah, that was 1960.
Hill's store went right on, didn't miss a beat. I guess it got bigger and better, as we say.
What did you remember about Osler most, Ralph?
Competitive with everybody. A lot of gas wars back in those days, and Osler was involved in those.
He loved them, didn't he?
Competitive, and also very competitive with his Studebaker cars. He'd race a little bit, and a very competitive man.
He was.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Nobody ever cut gas that he wouldn't cut under. No, he boys. Lost a penny or
no,
two. He'd
no.
lose it, wouldn't he?
No, it's good to have him around.
It was.
He kept some cheap gas here.
Well, what about Edith? Do you remember anything about Edith since we're on Osler?
Edith was always there.
She was always there.
Yeah,
whatever Osler said, Edith would do.
Yes, and let me say this about Edith. She probably had the best heart of anybody I've ever seen. Any little kid that came in, no matter who, she gave them a little something.
Well, till she got, she wasn't able.
Oh,
she
yeah.
was always giving.
Always.
She didn't care about you giving her something.
No,
she just
no.
wanted to give you something.
But she would always remember. Don't matter who, really, Tim. She would give, and everybody loved her because the kids, you know, they didn't come in with no money. She'd give them a little something. She did it. That's what I remember about Edith now.
Okay. And then we have to get to Todd. You know, we got to tell some kind of dirt on Todd.
Well, he grew up in Hill Store, I know that much.
He did.
In his playpen there, he was in it a lot. And
in his diaper. And
in his diaper. And so I would say all he knows is Hill Store.
Okay. It is. That's what he wanted to do when he graduated, was run Grandpa's store.
He grew up in Hill Store, and that Hill Store was Todd Hill, I'd say. I mean, that's what he knew, what he wanted to do. And other than, you know, run out back and shoot basketball hoops. Now, that happened.
And across the street to the post office.
He left
Maybe.
To see your boys come so they could get in games.
Oh, yeah, they got in them games, from wiffle ball to basketball.
And you remember coming down here? And they'd all go out and play, and the next thing you knew, Tim Hill was sitting in there with us, and we'd have to run him out. He wasn't interested in playing with them. He'd rather sit and listen to us. You remember that?
Yep.
Well, you guys have good stories. And here I am, getting stories again.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Ralph.
All right, thank you.